More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, July 26th edition of the program. Much to discuss today. The FBI, it seems, labeled internally derogatory information about Hunter Biden to be disinformation. Why would they do that? Is the FBI really that stupid? Does anyone believe they're that dumb, or are they that corrupt? Which I think gets much closer to it. We'll discuss that. Plus, in economic news, the Biden administration doing everything they can to convince you that it's not a recession. It's a cessation of growth in two quarters that has gone negative that everyone else would say is a recession, but it's... Yeah, you get the idea. They're desperate. And then how are the COVID lockdowners doing these days? They haven't learned a damn thing. They still believe that what they did was right and they want to do more of it. I know you're exhausted with it, but the fight is not over, friends. We must push back against the madness, including the Prime Minister of New Zealand, who is like, we are your source of truth. She is... terrifying, a terrifying totalitarian Kiwi. We'll get into that. But if you've ever thought about being a real estate investor, you got to listen up. Done for your real estate, friends. Because where do you go? Well, what market do you know like the back of your hand that you want to invest in? Not that you want to live in, you want to invest in. What about the whole country? How many markets do you think you know really well offhand? You have time to research them, spend time in them? What if I told you that you could work with people with a proven track record, who I work with, who you can trust, who have great success in starting people off in real estate investing by taking them through every step? It's like a concierge service for real estate investing. They talk to you about where you're thinking about investing. They put you in touch with the broker they've worked with and trust. Then they get you a mortgage company that they trust. And then they get you a management company and you start getting free cash flow every month. Every month now I'm getting direct deposits into a bank account from the renters in properties that I've bought through Done For You Real Estate. I'm getting free cash flow and I'm paying down those mortgages. You know how long it took me to get a renter, the first Done For You property I bought? Less than a week. Less than a week from when I finally took possession. That's how good these guys are. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. Doneforyoubuck.com. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com. So how is it possible that the FBI Theo, you wanted a miracle. I bring you the FBI. Hans Gruber, one of the great bad guys of all time. I'm just going to say it. But how is it possible the FBI could be so dumb that internally they really believed that there was disinformation about Hunter Biden floating around? Well, it's not disinformation. It's all obvious fact. It's all true. It's all reality. Hunter Biden is a walking federal violation dusted in crack with a whole bunch of corruption thrown in. Why would they think it's disinformation about Hunter? By the way, it wasn't disinformation. So why would the FBI do that? Well, I think what people are recognizing is that we are right now, we are in a period where you could call it a kind of praetorianism for the famous ancient Roman praetorian guard, the bodyguards of the emperors. They think their job, the FBI thinks their job, is to protect the regime in power when it's a Democrat. And they think that their job is to undermine the regime, undermine the administration when it's a Republican, because the apparatus has chosen sides. That's what's really gone on here. And that's you have more evidence for this now with the FBI investigation into Hunter Biden. The FBI investigation, according to Washington Examiner, into Hunter Biden, labeled verified evidence as disinformation, according to agency whistleblowers. Agents investigating President Joe Biden's son opened an assessment which was used by an FBI headquarters team to improperly discredit negative Hunter Biden information as disinformation and caused investigative activity to cease, according to Senator Chuck Grassley, based on whistleblower testimony. The Republican claimed one of the communications showed verified and verifiable derogatory information on Hunter Biden was falsely labeled as disinformation. Hunter Biden is selling access, has been selling access to his father to the tune of millions of dollars. OK, I know they want us all to believe, oh, he's just a wayward son who does a little bit of partying. No, he's selling access to China and to corrupt Ukrainians. And we're in a big conflict in Europe right now. We're backing one side, involved with corrupt Ukrainian businessmen, involved with China. These are important national security interests. And he's trying to tip the scales in favor of whoever fills his bank account. This is pure corruption. It's not about Hunter Biden with the crack pipes and the strippers and the hookers and the all the mess. Yeah, that's there, too. That just shows you how reckless he is. That just shows you how much this guy is an utter and complete mess. But it also just adds further proof here to the reality that Hunter Biden should be federally criminally prosecuted. Right? There's so many things. And I think what they're preparing for is to bring some kind of deferred prosecution agreement to him. He pays a fine. They're going to find a way to make sure that Hunter Biden, the son of the sitting Democrat president, does not face real criminal prosecution that could have jail time attached. Not because they give a crap about Hunter Biden, they don't, but because they know it will weaken a regime that is already struggling to keep its head above water. A regime that is just one more bad news cycle away from the worst approval ratings we've seen in living memory. OK, that's what we're up against here. That's what you're seeing play out. But it's really troubling when you no longer can trust that the agencies of the federal government that are in charge of law and law enforcement, the Justice Department and the FBI, that you cannot trust them to act in an impartial fashion when it comes to politics is a massive indictment of where the system is right now. Enormously damaging to the American psyche and puts us on a pathway toward the destruction of our freedoms. I know that may sound extreme, but it's true. It's true. Federal agents have it in their power to ruin the life of any American, really. I mean, if they decide they're going to investigate you and go after you, look what they did to Donald Trump when he was president. When he was president of the United States, All the lies, Russia collusion. They said they heard from a guy that heard from another guy that Papadopoulos was talking some stuff at a place, and all of a sudden there's FISAs open. Well, I mean, what a disaster that was. I mean, for democracy, for the Democrats, it was great. It was their primary means of creating a psychological safe space for themselves when Trump was just doing a really good job overall as president, doing good things for the country. And they created this alternate universe of, oh, my gosh, Russia collusion, like a bunch of babies. And that was what they fixated on. They were totally wrong about Russia collusion. They don't care. And this is what you've seen now. Democrats increasingly are willing to go all in on a contagious political insanity. And then when it's proven that they are completely wrong, they don't care. They don't care. That's the circumstance. That's the situation. It doesn't matter that everything they told you was a lie. What matters is that it was useful. It was useful to their quest for power. That is how they operate. And you see this reflected in the actions of the FBI when it comes to Hunter Biden's son. You see this with the Russia collusion hoax against Trump. You see this with the way they pushed the vaccine mandates on everybody. And look at all these issues. Just as they were as wrong can be, and they do not care. No humility, no apology, no change of course. This is what we're up against. It's why we have to keep fighting. We have to keep pushing because the libs are crazy. I'm a big believer in the right to bear arms. You know that. 72 million Americans say they're firearm owners. In 2021, 5 million Americans got their first firearm. When you use a suppressor with your firearm, you'll vastly improve your shooting experience. Suppressors protect your hearing by reducing the sound and improve your accuracy by reducing recoil. To get your suppressor, connect with my friends at Silencer Shop. They're a Texas-based company founded in 2010 and have grown to become the nation's largest distributor of suppressors. Silencer Shop has 28,000 Trustpilot reviews. At silencershop.com, you can order a suppressor online or locate a Powered by Silencer Shop dealer. There's probably one near you. Silencer Shop makes it easy for your suppressor, SBR, or any items that need an NFA tax stamp. Tap into Silencer Shop for your ATFE Form 4. You'll get it faster than ever. Expect your approval in 90 days. Check out silencershop.com, the easiest way to get a suppressor. Again, silencershop.com. Go today. Once you start using a suppressor out at the range, you're going to always want to have a suppressor. So much more comfortable, so much better. And now we have the economy in free fall, which is going to continue to happen. I shouldn't say free fall, but it's, you know, slow collapse. It's not going well. Biden's trying to convince everybody that we are not going to be in a recession, even though we're in a recession.
Mr. President, we're getting GDP numbers on Thursday. How worried should Americans be that we could be in a recession?
We're not going to be in a recession, in my view. The employment rate is still one of the lowest we've had in history. It's in the 3.6 area. We still find ourselves with people investing. My hope is we go from this rapid growth to steady growth. And we'll see some coming down.
We're not going to be in a recession, he says. Does anyone believe that? Does even Biden himself believe that? The reason the unemployment rate is so low is because so few people are looking for jobs, because so many people are out of the workforce relative to pre-COVID times. And there's just nobody out there who thinks that things are getting better right now economically. But Joe Biden, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? He's going to put KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, out there to tell everybody that we're not even in a pre-recession. Oh, we're nowhere near a recession, she said.
The president said today that we're not going to be in a recession. Why is he so confident of that?
So if you look at the economic indicators, as the president was laying out, if you look at the labor market, right now we are seeing historic unemployment. If you look at low unemployment at 3.6, if you look at the average amount of jobs that have been created, it's about 400 per month. Those indicators indicators do not show that we are in a recession or even a pre-recession.
Nowhere in the universe of a recession. Even though we just had a negative quarter of GDP and everyone's expecting another one right now, which would mean we're in a recession. But just change the terms. Just lie to as many people as possible. It doesn't matter. They don't care. Don't you see? It doesn't matter they lie. They've convinced themselves they're always the good guys. The Democrats have, even when they're ruining everything, even when they're just screwing up constantly, they're Democrats. They're the good guys. That's the way this goes. No course correction, no moderation. They're the good people. It's a religious belief for them, friends. It's not even about governance anymore. Just this is who they are. They're Democrats. They're progressives. Oh, boy. And then there's Fauci, the most vile, awful human being in the federal government. And that's saying a lot. He's out there now recommending more mitigation measures. And here he is getting testy about how he's saying he didn't recommend anything get locked down.
First of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down. You're asking me questions. You're talking about the CDC is the public health agency that uses their epidemiologists and their science-based approach to make recommendations. Clearly, whenever you close schools, there are collateral effects that are negative. I have always been well aware of that, and I have always felt, and you go back and look at my statements, that we need to do everything we can to keep the schools open and safe. And by safe means, if you need to wear masks in that, wear masks. Get better ventilation. Surround the children with people who are vaccinated if a vaccine is available to help protect the children.
He's a lunatic. Honestly, none of that stuff does anything. You're gonna better ventilate. What, are you going to keep the windows open in wintertime in New York and Minnesota? Good luck with that. He is the worst person in the country. He is responsible for the worst bullcrap propaganda around COVID of anybody, and he is completely unrepentant. He is a vile turd of a human being. It is the absolute truth. I'll think of something more uplifting to talk about tomorrow. That's it for today. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.